This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes.
When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Side boost ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop what you're doing and listen.
This is the Steve and DC Morning Show, starring Steve and DC. Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve and DC.
You mentioned it yesterday. A lot of people are talking about it. The AI slash GPT stuff going on right now. The chat, yes. GPT, all this artificial intelligence. Is it going too far? The old Elon Musk has said it will be the thing that destroys mankind.
Yeah,
eventually.
I agree.
Well, yesterday, a woman had had enough. She's a Chinese woman. Mm. She was filmed completely losing it on a robot.
Let me get this right. A Chinese woman and a robot.
Uh-huh.
All right, I've got to hear this.
Many businesses are I just read this yesterday. They're thinking of firing people, replacing them with robots. That would like fast food restaurants, for example.
You'd right. Well, they're already doing that in some places.
And a robot would take
right.
your order.
That's right.
So this woman had a robot receptionist at, I think, maybe a hospital. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to get information on a patient. She couldn't, so she flipped out on the robot. Oh, hang on a second. We're having a little audio issue, but let me fix that, and you can hear it. Smashed the robot into about 50 pieces. She grabbed a wooden plank at the hospital and just started beating it to death. People in the hospital were stunned.
Maybe they'll put her in charge when the AI starts to take over.
Yeah, no kidding.
She could be the robot czar.
You hear that first hit? That's a pretty good hit, that first whack there. Yep. She got that thing good.
I wouldn't cross her.
No. And the hospital staff.
Where was this?
Had no idea what to do. In China. She's a Chinese woman.
China. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're using it a lot. They're using, you know, robots for everything over there.
Alabama ought to dress her out.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Hey, good morning to you, Don Hartley.
Good morning.
And happy NFL Draft Day.
Yep, it's going to be a big night. I think most Alabama fans, and Auburn fans for that matter, will be glued to the TV tonight to see where their favorite stars go in the draft.
And we'll be glued to ABC. They're going to have coverage, and ESPN's going to have coverage, and Nick Saban is making his debut tonight as a member of the College Game Day crew on ESPN. He'll be analyzing the draft, and we can't wait. That really is what I'm most excited about tuning in for, is watching Nick.
Yeah, and he'll be sitting there also as a proud papa-like figure as well, because he'll have players in that draft.
Oh, yeah. You think he'll try to be impartial, or you think he'll just lay it out?
Knowing Nick Saban, he'll try to be impartial, but won't be able to succeed. Yeah,
that's right. And we're looking for a good night for the Crimson Tide, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, we could have at least a handful of players go in the first round of the draft. Yeah.
So order yourself some chicken wings from Baumhauer's and watch the draft tonight and Coach Saban and all that. Again, Coach will be on the ABC's coverage, as I understand.
That's always a lot of fun. The draft, they do a good job of it. They maybe talk a little bit too much, have too much distance between draft picks, but
I guess they got to feel
usually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, they got to feel something. Every time Roger Goodell, the commish, walks out, you hear boo. I think he's gotten used to it by
now. He encourages it now. You remember during the COVID-19 year when they did not have the draft in person, he actually had, during that broadcast, had piped in recorded boos.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did that a couple of times during the broadcast.
Well, at least then he's got a sense of humor.
He does.
Well, good for the commish. And also, Don was telling me a moment ago before we started that it's looking like we're going to have a rough hurricane season, perhaps.
Yeah, Colorado State University issues a forecast for the hurricane season every year, usually several weeks before NOAA does with the National Hurricane Center.
Is that intern NOAA?
Yeah, Colorado State says it's going to be a significant hurricane season this year, and all indications are that NOAA will also agree with them in a couple of weeks. The season doesn't start until June 1st, but there is already a small tropical disturbance out in the eastern Atlantic, Central Atlantic, about 2,000 miles from here, so there's not any worry.
Well, I'm sure glad I don't live at the beach.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
A face bag poll last night, and let's see, well over 120-something people have responded. And it says, Steve and DC Show Prep, tell us what you prefer to see in the old McFarland Mall location in Tuscaloosa. Please be specific.
Okay.
So over 100 responses. You guys got some great ideas. Some of you ought to be at the Stardome in Birmingham because you are very, very funny. Brian Harrison says he wants to see a Stuckey's.
Well, I miss Stuckey's.
I do, too. Pecan logs, right?
I love those. And there was another one that was white, and it didn't have the pecans in it, and it had a name like Heaven.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Something, you know.
Cabrina Jones says an Apple Store and a Cheesecake Factory. Both of those would be fine.
Okay, I'd do that, yeah.
Listener Eve says, Stephen D.C., I'd like to see a Costco, a Trader Joe's, some different food places, restaurants. No Mexican or chicken places. We have enough of those.
Yes, we do. Yes, true. We do.
But the overwhelming number of people of the 100-plus that responded.
Let me guess.
I didn't count, but it's about, I'd say, 70-80% of the responses said.
Can I guess? Busey's.
Said Busey's. They want to see a Busey's.
They want to see a Busey's convenience store.
Yep. On and on and on.
That is the proper way to say it, by the way.
Yeah. It is Busey's. Yeah.
Let's go to Busey's.
Stan Bush is a throwback to the old McFarland Mall, said he'd like to see a Gaifers come back.
Isn't he the one developing it?
No, that's Stan Page.
Okay. All right.
I don't think Stan Page's trying to find a Gaifers. I don't believe they're around anymore.
Gaifers.
Boy, I remember when Gaifers opened in Tuscaloosa, and it was the biggest store I think any of us had ever seen.
Yeah.
It was just huge, and it anchored McFarland Mall, and it's where I shop for Christmas presents.
I got everything. I got my britches there.
Yeah.
I got my jacket there. And it was always, to me, a name. There's something about that name that kind of sounded like an insult you'd throw around on the playground.
Gafers?
You're a gafer.
Yeah, I don't know how that'd go over these days to have a gafers. Listener Terry Watkins says, I'd like to see an In-N-Out burger. Are they down south at all or just out west?
Oh, that's a good. That is a good
burger.
I
don't know of one down here anywhere.
I don't know of one down here either. Occasionally they'll be in. They might be have one in Biloxi because.
Oh really?
Occasionally they have them in large casinos. Oh, so.
Okay. And our old friend and radio colleague Louis Linguini. I love me some Louis. Louis says, when I was an award-winning journalist at Town Square Media, I wrote this blog, and he links to a blog he wrote. That was 7 years ago. Not much has happened since. Actually, nothing has happened since. Anyway, my number one remains the same. Bring us a Long John Silver's, damn it. That boy loves
him. He does love the LJS, which is different from the LDS.
Is it really?
The Latter-day Saints.
And listener Susan says a casino. Well, that's on the list of things the city said we will not allow.
Is it really?
Yeah. No casino. Here's a Bucky's and a Costco and a Dave and Buster's, Cheesecake Factory. And we'll read more of these as we go through the morning. They're pretty good.
Do y'all know how much money MGM has brought to Biloxi, Mississippi?
Yeah, but Governor Meemaw done a lot of gambling around here. She wants us to take our money to Biloxi, Mississippi.
I'd like to know. I honestly would like to say, here's a journalist assignment. I want to know if with the money coming in from casinos in Mississippi, are the schools better there than they are here? I want to know that.
Mississippi always ranks last in education. Maybe it'll take a little time for that money to kick in. But there is a percentage earmarked for the schools. I do know that. So I don't know why we're not seeing an improvement in the, you know, they're dead last every time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that seems like maybe that info is a couple years old. I wonder if there's been an impact.
Maybe.
And then the other thing is, I know this for sure, there is a direct correlation to economy going up in any town that gets an Apple store. Yeah. Any town.
Yeah.
The local economy benefits in a major way.
Yeah.
So whoever suggested an Apple store.
Smart suggestion.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, a lot of good ideas. We'll see what happens. It looks like the sources say, in fact, the mayor said on the show yesterday, the city's going to probably approve this, and then Stan Pate will move forward developing this and sooner than later. And we'll see what happens.
Although, is there an Apple store in Birmingham? Do we even have one there?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't know of one.
Wow.
So I doubt we could get one here.
Is there even one in Alabama?
Not that I know of.
Huntsville?
Huntsville might have one. If anybody does, it'd be Huntsville.
It'd be Huntsville, yeah, of course. They have everything in Huntsville.
All right, y'all need to be listening for the Steve and DC Diving Board Belly Flop. You'll hear that in the next little bit. When you do, be the first to call, and you're in it to win it. Tomorrow, the vacation to Panama City Beach is given away.
They have everything in Huntsville.
The Belly Flop, your cue to call and get on the short list coming up. They really do. And if we were the complaining type, we'd probably complain about it. But
we don't.
Not.
We don't complain.
We don't do it. Oh, Jimmy, as in Jimmy Carter in Nashville. Let's find out what's trending hot from Nashville to Hollywood.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy Carter.
Roll time.
Good morning. Let's go with Hollywood because this is going to be cool. It's going to take a while for it to happen, but Jennifer Aniston has secured the rights to 9 to 5. There's a screenwriter already been hired, Diablo Cody, and it looks like she's going to remake the film for 20th Century Studios.
Okay, now Diablo Cody is really good at writing movies. She's written a bunch of
Juno and Lisa Frankenstein.
In fact, I think Diablo Cody might have been involved in making Bridesmaids back in the day, which was...
Could be.
Is Diablo a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
You think it's a woman?
I think it's a lady.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think Diablo's a woman?
I have no idea.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah, Diablo's definitely a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of the reboots could be happening is Barbarella from 1962. So they're remaking Naked Gun. Liam Neeson is going to play Frank Durbin, the bumbling detective.
I was
going
to say it can't possibly rival the first one, but if Leslie Nielsen's back, it could.
Leslie Nielsen's dead, so it's going to be hard to get him back.
Wait,
who did you say was
Liam
coming
Neeson,
back?
And
well, Liam Neeson's going to play the bumbling detective. He might be able to do that.
I think he could pull it off. He was funny in that movie where he walks up to the counter and he says, I've been led to believe that these tricks are exclusively for children.
So, Jimmy, when did Leslie Nielsen die? Because nobody called me.
You got to look it up. I don't know. It's been a while. Let's see.
A little bit. Yeah.
Well,
I missed that one.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
When did Leslie Nielsen die?
Leslie Nielsen died November 28th, 2010, at age 84 in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. You got that?
Where was I in 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, been a while. So anyway, that's coming 9 to 5. Dolly's... And others have tried to make this thing for a long time and couldn't get it done.
That Cody woman's written some funny movies, so that could be good.
All right. Morgan Wallen. You know, he's always in the news. He may be opening up a second restaurant before he opens up his first restaurant.
Wow.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal says that they have a 63 Las Vegas, 3716 Las Vegas Boulevard, a building permit for a space show called Vegas Country Music Restaurant, which is just something to put on the permit, but they say it's Morgan Wallen's, and it has an ellipse, rooftop, balcony, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see if Morgan, his regular restaurant and bar, is being built. It won't be finished for a little while.
So Nashville and now on the Strip in Vegas, probably. That looks good.
I got some music news I was sworn to secrecy on yesterday from one of our big corporate muckety mucks who gets to go to all these big high-level Nashville things.
Yeah.
And Thomas Rhett has a song coming out that is so different, you won't even know it's Thomas Rhett, apparently.
Huh.
But it's good, I'm told. There's an artist that is so huge, we're not even allowed to... He wasn't allowed to tell me. He just said it is a huge artist. We can't say the name of the song or the name of the artist, but it's coming in like 2 weeks, and it's going to blow people away.
Hmm.
Heavyweight artist. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen have a song together that is supposed to be really good. It's going to be Post's debut in country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one with like Lee Bryce and a bunch of people that's supposedly pretty good, too. So some good new music coming this summer, I'm told.
Country music is cool again.
It's this weekend.
Yeah.
And Morgan Wallen will be there. Miranda will be there. They're headliners. Post Malone will be there.
Mm-hmm.
His big deal is he's going to do a set, none of his stuff, of country songs.
Covers?
Yep, covers.
He's going to do country covers now. He's not going to do them by himself, I don't think. I think there's something that's going to go on during that segment. So stay tuned. We'll have it on Monday, but if you can stream it this weekend, if they do allow streaming, then we'll be looking for it then. Oklahoma Sooners did something really nice. They put the name Toby Keith and his likeness on the field with their logo for the spring game to honor him.
Well, that's very
cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, draft day is today.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight, actually.
Yeah.
All the wheeling and dealing's going on behind the scenes.
Nick Saban making his debut on the College Game Day set with the guys that cover the draft tonight on ABC.
Yeah, that's right.
So that should be... That should be interesting. Yeah. Always is. They've done some moving around stuff already, so it's already somewhat interesting. I think the USC guy, quarterback's going to get the first thing. They've already done some exchanging with the Bears. I don't know. None of our teams around here, though. Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett are going to play minor league baseball parks.
Okay.
Miranda is going to play July 26th at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, home of the Mississippi Braves.
Yeah.
And also play Ozark AutoZone Park, Memphis, Tennessee, home of the Memphis Redbirds on September 28th. And well, they're going to do more of it, the company.
You know, the Hardy Show with all these folks, Dylan Scott and all these others that we're giving away tickets to, it's going to be at the stadium, Mississippi State's baseball stadium, which holds 15,000.
Baseball stadiums are kind of perfect little amphitheaters. I'm surprised they don't use them more for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash album coming out pretty soon, too.
What?
It's been around forever. He cut the songs in 1993, and they didn't go anywhere because they just, you know, he moved on and did something else. But John Carter Cash got them, and he has gotten people like Vince Gill and others to get there and finish them up.
Yep.
And they're going to come out with it real soon.
It's a new
one
Johnny
song
Cash.
Is called Well All Right. Well All Right. It features the thumping upright bass and upbeat rhythm. It's a song about finding love in a laundromat.
I've done it.
You have?
I think a lot of us have done it.
Yeah, I'm going to sell my wash and dryer and get in the laundromat. Yeah.
You know, that's where Dolly found her husband.
Is that right? I never knew that.
That's where she met him. Good trivia.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
And I'm going to ride by there today and see if it's still there. I think it is.
Oh, yeah, I know you'll post a picture on Facebook if it is.
I will. I will take a picture of today. I'm going to try. Well, if it's still there, it was on a corner, so I'm going to. I know where it is.
We got one on Skyland right here, and I have found many women at this laundromat.
Doesn't count if you have to pay for it, DC.
Stop it now.
Doesn't count if you have to pay for it.
It's not fair.
Jimmy Carter, good info as always. Now we know what's hot Nashville to Hollywood, and we thank you for it.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
DC was talking about hanging out before concert with Parker McCollum and how he was just like a big, strapping, good-looking fella, but young, like a kid playing video games.
He was. In fact, he was. Thomas Rhett was in there, and he kept telling Thomas Rhett, "Hey, I just got $100,000 on the game."
Does he have? I mean, that's a borderline Bill Weed voice. I don't think he talks like that, does he?
No, he's just. How do I put it?
He's just a good old country boy.
He is, and obviously the ladies love him. I mean, he's a good looking guy, but he is. He's just like a big kid, and Thomas Rhett was like. I know we're supposed to be doing this.
Thomas Rhett was like babysitting, right?
Right. He's like, look at what I got. Look at the game.
So he was all about, what was he playing, do you know?
Oh, gosh. Angry Birds or one of those. One of those games on
Candy
his phone.
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
One of those.
And he was all excited about his new high score. And Thomas Rhett was like he was babysitting him.
Y'all have heard, obviously, because we've talked about it, as they say, ad nauseum. The cicadas are coming. In fact, they're calling it Cicada Gadden because we're going to have trillions of them popping up from underground after sleeping for 17 years, and they're going to be hungry and horny, and they're going to have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, they apparently will urinate all over you.
And they can't help it. I mean, they've been down there for 17 years hibernating.
They'll sit in the trees and they'll pee on people.
We're not making that up. That was a story, and we were warned that that's going to happen. Well, it's beginning. They're here. A sheriff's office in South Carolina is in the news this morning saying, please stop calling 911 with noise complaints about a weird roaring sound. It's just the cicadas arriving.
Wow.
Here's a sample of what they sound like in case you don't know, along with some of the folks who call 911 talking about it.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Well, I tell you what, it'll drive you crazy at sunset. That's when you can really hear them.
Yeah.
We're told May they're supposed to be around here. That's just a few days away and all over the place. In fact, I wrote an article about it, 953thebear.com. Y'all want to read it? About how tasty they are. Somebody on the Food Network decided to cook them and said they were crunchy, and it'll blow your mind at how good they taste.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to take their word for it.
I can't handle it.
But I included a cicada recipe for everybody. If you're a daring soul and want to try, we're thinking we may try it here on the show and have a bet. And whoever loses has to eat the prepared cicada dish one morning. Don't you think that's a good idea?
I do not think that's a good idea.
Finally, we'll go viral.
Finally, I'll diet.
Yeah.
Right there.
What diet are you on? The carnivore diet? No, I'm on the cicada diet, and I've lost 50 pounds.
I'll make sure.
Man, you know I'm a TikToker, right?
I know you are.
And so I was, by the way, the Senate has voted, you know, to make changes with TikTok. Knocked a ban, and it's supposedly not going away, but they want it sold to an American company. Instead of a Chinese company.
Yeah, did you hear?
It passed the Senate.
Did you hear about the guy that said he worked for TikTok and that some Chinese person, I don't think it was a random Chinese person, but they made him send data to the government?
Really?
From TikTok?
I knew it.
Yep. You can't trust him.
Knew it.
You can't trust him.
I knew it. Well, anyway, TikTok is just crazy now with this. I mentioned the diet. It's not the cicada diet. It's the carnivore diet. That's the new rage now, where people are basically eating meat, eggs, and cheese. And supposedly the weight just drops off like nothing else.
Really?
Yep. And they say the first 7 days are hell.
And then suddenly you feel good, have all this energy, your blood pressure improves, all your numbers improve, and people are swearing about it. Now, it's TikTok, so it may be the Chinese trying to kill us, but a lot of people, some of y'all may be doing the carnivore diet. I think I can do that. They're eating like big old steaks three times a day with eggs. And problem is, you get craving, you know, for a while, first week, you get craving some bread and some pasta and some salad. But you only have meat and eggs, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but you can Google it, study it, listen to it on TikTok. It's all over the place. This carnivore diet
sounds like something I could do because I do enjoy meat.
If anybody could do it, you could do it.
I love my meat.
You might want to check that out. I know you do. All right, y'all are listening for the big Stephen DC diving board belly flop. First to call 205-339-4953 when you hear that thing, and you're qualified to go to Panama City Beach on vacation. All right, it's time now for our morning pledge and national anthem. And we dedicate the pledge this morning to all of our friends going to Westwood Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Giving away tickets to the stadium concert in Starkville, Mississippi. That's going to take place on September 12th. It's Hardy, and it's Dylan Scott, and it's a whole bunch of people. And it's going to be quite the night. Something about a stadium concert. Now, it's not going to be at the Mississippi State Football Stadium. It's going to be at the Mississippi State Baseball Stadium. And when we first heard that, I thought, what? But they've got a facility there, Don Hartley, that holds about 15,000 people.
It's like a AAA minor league facility. They got suites and all sorts of stuff like that. It's really unbelievable.
And the name of the field is Duty Field. Noble. Duty Noble. That's right. And I guess Duty's a former coach or something?
Yeah, I think it's Duty and Noble are two different people, I believe.
Like Bryant Denny.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
Okay, well, Coach Duty, I'd hate to go through life as Coach Duty, but anyway, they named the stadium after him, so it must be a pretty good deal. This morning, there's a DoorDash story, and you know, I'm probably their biggest and best customer, the DoorDash food delivery people. I sometimes see them twice a day and three times a day on the weekends. I know, it's embarrassing. I might need an intervention. And D.C. is almost as bad as I am, I believe. Well, a female DoorDash driver is claiming that she was penalized by the DoorDash company because she refused to drop off an order to a male nudist. No wonder I never got my food.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Real quick, there's a story, two little stories about Taylor Swift that I just wanted to talk about.
About who?
Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. One of them involves, of all people, I used to love this guy, David Letterman.
David Letterman, yeah. Have you seen him lately? He looks like Santa Claus. He's not fat, but he's got the Santa beard. I mean, a big, like ZZ Top style, big like old gray
he's really
beard.
Really yeah. grown it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But he's defending Taylor Swift.
Well, does she need defending? I mean, she's a stinking a billionaire.
Yeah.
Breaking records, whether you like her or not. She's breaking records with this new album. And
I think he's defending some of the backlash against her or something like that.
Oh, so. I got you. All right. Well, I want to hear this.
Taylor Swift, who is a glowing, bright light of goodness in the world, and she starts dating Kelsey Grammer. And people.
No, that's not true.
What?
Kelsey Grammer?
Yes. And the Kelsey Grammer people say, oh, no, 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 don't bother us. And the Taylor Swift people, the Swifties, are saying, oh, we don't want a footballer in here with Kelsey Grammer. And I'm saying,
Kelsey.
Huh?
Travis Kelsey.
Right, Travis Kelsey. And I say to both camps, this is such a lovely thing. Shut up. It's good for the footballers. Yeah. It's good for Taylor Swift. And it's something positive and happy for the world. Taylor Swift is a huge force and I think just wants to see people do the right thing. So God bless Taylor Swift and Kelsey Grammer. That's all I have to say.
I love it. I want to see her date.
Thought of her dating Frazier, Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I could get behind her if she did that.
Yeah.
Hello, Shane Spiller.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to see you, man, on a rare Thursday morning appearance.
Speaking of things that are a giant force for good, Shane Spiller.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Have you heard about the call that we're going to play for you this morning?
I have not.
Let me tell you something, Shane Spiller.
Ooh.
This is going to make your day.
Yeah. Okay.
And after we play it, I'm going to send you the audio clip, and you can listen to it. I really wish you'd play it for your team at Spiller.
Okay. All right.
And maybe even your beautiful wife, Miss Emily.
That goes without saying. So a lady called us the other morning. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. She was waiting for us to get here. And she said, I want to make a comment on the radio, Stephen D.C. We said, okay, fine. What's it about? She said, Spiller Furniture.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, you don't ever know. You know.
No.
Well, her name, I won't tell you her name. Just listen to this.
Hey, okay. Janet, good morning to you.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing quite well. And what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, y'all always advertise Spiller Furniture and how good they are. So I went down there a week ago and gave it a shot and picked me out an adjustable bed and a new mattress. And the salespeople were amazing.
That's what we
like here. Well, after about a week, the bed started hurting my body and everything, and it didn't really work out for me. So I went back to the store, and they said, well, we'll see what we do. Can do, and they called Shane, and Shane sent a manager out there to check it, and they agreed to replace the mattress with another one of my choice. Well, when it came down to it, the warehouse had already sent their delivery guys home and wouldn't be able to do it till next week. When I called Shane and explained to him what happened, he personally went to the warehouse, picked up the mattress, put it in his pickup truck, brought a guy with him, and delivered that mattress to my house.
Wow.
That man treats his customers like family. And I love Spiller Furniture, and I will never go anywhere else.
Okay, look, this is the best Spiller Furniture commercial that we've ever had on the Stephen D.C. Show. What you said is really, really meaningful to people that are thinking about buying furniture. You're right. They treat you like family after. No wonder they've been around 75 years. And you know, Shane looks good for 75. He really does. He really does. So you are officially sleeping on a Spiller, and all is well, right?
Oh, it was amazing. I went into a deep sleep. I was almost in a coma.
Well, you've made our day with that phone call, and we'll make sure you make Shane's day, too. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, and thank you for visiting our sponsors.
Well, Shane Spiller,
that was great.
I think we can just pack up the tent and go home after
that. Man,
that
is awesome, isn't it?
You can't say anything better than that, man. Right,
thank you. Thank you for Miss Janet. That's awesome.
You can't write a better testimonial ad than that. And she's not the only one. She's one of many.
No.
And when for you to pull up in your pickup truck delivering that, I mean, that people don't do that anymore.
No, well, I'm just thankful for Janet. And, look, I mean, for her to take the time to call and talk to you guys and tell you that story, that just means a lot.
And you know what's beautiful about that? I bet you she's told 100 people.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, she's an ambassador for Spiller Furniture.
That's the kind of impact things like that make when you go that extra mile for somebody. They tell everybody.
Yeah. All right, so it's time for Shane Spiller to help us give away tickets. This has been a hot ticket this week because you can't even buy them yet. Hardy, who is hot as it gets, Randy Houser, Dylan Scott, they're all coming to an outdoor
Travis Denning,
September 12th at Mississippi State in Starkville. And we've got your tickets right now at 205-339-4953. And you know Shane is dying to help us give these away. And not only if you win them, he'll get in his truck and drive them to your house.
He will personally deliver these tickets to you.
Let's see who's on the phone. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, hello. Who is this, please? Hello, what's your name?
Meredith.
Hello, Meredith. Say hi to Shane Spiller.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
Hey, Meredith. What you doing today?
Driving to work/school.
Okay. Sounds like take your kids to work day.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. I work at the same school that they go to.
Oh, okay. That's convenient.
Well, that works.
What school is that, Meredith?
That's
supposed to
Christian.
Oh, beautiful. Very, very good.
That's awesome.
It is take your kids to work day. I needed to borrow some Spiller youngins.
Yeah, I get funny. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happens. If Shane can do this, you are going to win the Hardy Stadium concert tickets, all right? This is one of our favorite things to do. It's minute to win it, Shane.
Minute to win it.
You're not penalized for wrong answers, but within 60 seconds, you got to shout out the right answer.
Okay.
All right. DC, you help if you want to.
Okay.
Not that Shane will need it.
I think the children should be able to help, too.
Well, yes, that's fine.
They're already shouting.
They're already shouting stuff out. So.
Yeah, yep. We don't mind you shouting. Here we go. Good luck.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
I love it. A survey found that 6% of people say that their best friend is blank. A survey found that 6% of people say that their best friend is blank.
Their best friend is blank. That's tough. Friend. Only 6%.
I should say their best friend is their blank.
Oh, their best friend is their spouse. Their best friend is their...
Is their child.
Surely not their boss.
Sibling.
The sibling. I like the sibling. Only 6%.
Sibling can be good. But 6%, so that's only a few people.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Said their best friend is their
co-worker.
Mistress.
get out of the gutter.
Their dog.
Oh, I like this.
She's very warm.
Oh, they're
doggy.
Surely not the... It'd be more with dog. It's got to be a cat.
Their pet of any kind.
Well, right at the end, y'all made it dramatic. First you said dog, Meredith, and Shane jumped in and said, are there cat? Cat is the right answer.
Thank you, man.
That's awesome.
I don't know why you'd want to be best friends with a cat, but whatever.
And it's not intern cat. It's a cat.
No.
A cat. Meredith, congratulations. You're going to the big concert. Hardy, Randy, Dylan Scott, and Travis Denning at Mississippi State. That's going to be a big one.
That's a big show.
Meredith, all we ask is that one day you buy something from Spiller Furniture and Mattress.
Don't have to. I already have.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Meredith. Appreciate that, Meredith.
Have a good day at school today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
I wonder what grade she was in.
She's...
She sounds like an upper grader.
You have a good day at school.
Especially with kids.
I think she's a senior. Take your kids to work day. We haven't mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you doing that?
No. I'm not.
Sound like a wise man.
Yeah.
DC, if your kids were here, our grandkids, I know you'd bring them, but they're not in the neighborhood.
I would if they were here. It's the fourth Thursday in April.
Yeah.
And if you work from home, even better.
Even better.
Any closing thoughts this morning, Shane Spiller?
I don't know. It's spring. It's just feeling a little bit better out there. Everything's starting getting green. It's getting warmer.
Cicadas are squealing.
Cicadas are they're popping.
Yeah.
So look, let's go out there and serve somebody else. If you serve somebody else, it will put you in a better place.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah.
You practice what you preach. I know that for a
Thank
fact.
You.
God bless your heart. Thank you for being here, man.
God bless you.
Shane Spiller, everybody. We go phone shamming in just a minute. Hey,
Steven Drew. Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Hello, this is Rich Sample.
This is H.D. Walker calling. How are you this morning?
Fine. Who are you?
Well, you done some work for my mother-in-law on a York air conditioner. Anyway, to make a long story short this morning, I'm a little short on time, and I imagine you're busy too, I need you to get out here and get this thing fixed. I know it's a little cooler this morning, but this ain't going to last long, and I don't...
Where's it? See, first of all, I'm the father.
The what?
I'm the father. I retired, okay?
Well, I understand.
My son's name is Richard.
No, I believe it was you, because it has been a while. Like you said, it's been a while since she had this thing worked on. She didn't remember exactly how long it was, but she said it had been a while back. And I figure, York's a good product and everything. You'd want to stand behind it.
Yeah, well, like I say, if it's...
Come on out and check on it as soon as you can. What time can you get out here this morning and look at it?
First of all, I'm retired. I haven't been in business for 12 or 15 years.
I understand you're a retired man, but I feel like then you ought to have a little extra time. If you stand behind your work...
No, I'm retired. I ain't got nothing to do with the company at all.
Are you telling me that that the work you done for my mother-in-law then is, in other words, she just out in the heat?
You're gonna have to get somebody else there to fix it.
Well, you're the one that worked on it last time.
I don't even remember your name. The name don't even ring a bell with me. So
well,
I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I'll be go to... What kind of business did you run there if you don't take care of your customers?
When I run the business, I run a good straight-A business. Now, I don't know what happened after that, so...
Where can I find you?
You can't find me anywhere, because I don't going to do nothing.
I will find you.
Well, fine on you. Just come and find me, then.
I will so hard you can cough and fart at the same time.
You think you will?
I'll be...
Shamma lemma ding dong.
Call him back. I'm going to get on him like red ants on a spilt snow cone.
Here you go. Here we go.
Get him back. Watch out. Smart mouthing me like that.
He is the perfect, Richard guy is the perfect Hiram victim.
I'm going to take a hunk out of him.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I was disconnected.
You were just both. What?
Oh, boy. I tell you what. I believe he used to be in the Navy or something. Can you hear me? I'll cold cuck you right between your running lights.
I may
not be any bigger than a fart, but I tell you what. I believe I can take you now. I believe I can. You want your eyes dotted? I'll knock a lung loose. I'll be down there to knock a lung loose.
Well, you come on, man. I'd love it.
You better get over here and fix this air conditioner now.
Yeah?
Get over here and fix this air conditioner before lunchtime. Quit sassing me.
Why don't you just...
Let me tell you something. You are ripe for ripe. I don't put up with it now. I don't put up with it.
Well, come on.
I want this thing fixed now. I'll grab you by the short hairs and won't let go till it thunders. I'm coming down there. I'm a little wiry fella. I have on Atlanta Braves baseball cap and a pair of overalls. I'm worked up. I'll get me a little nap, and I'll be down there at lunch.
Go
Devil me where...
All right, hang on a second. Hey, Christine?
Yeah?
We're going to call him back, but you're going to talk to him this time, all right?
Okay.
All right, ask him how his day's going and that kind of thing.
Can I tell him?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You tell him Hiram Walker said he's going to whoop so hard he'll be eating dingleberries in his Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Okay.
But start out by asking him, you know, what kind of day he's having, that sort of thing.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I tell you what, I'm about to go off like a Roman candle. I'm going to get on him like a boar hog on a corn cob. I've hired a rider in case you're wondering.
Reliable.
Hi, is Rich Sambo there?
Hey, Sambo, it's your daughter.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing. Why?
Oh, nothing. How's your day going?
Fine so far. Why? What's up?
Yeah? Did you get any weird phone calls?
I can't hear you.
Did you get any weird phone calls?
Yeah, I just got a weird phone call.
Well, by God, you sure did.
Hey, Dad.
Who is this?
It's Chris. Guess what?
It's your daughter.
You've been had.
I know I've been had. Some guy's going to whip me and all kinds of shit.
Oh, man. Richard, it's the Steve in D.C., of course, morning radio show. You already know that, though, don't you?
But it was all Christine's idea, Richard.
It was your daughter Christine's idea. She just wanted to have some fun with you, Richard.
I'll say she got my ire up for sure.
Well, you know, just
got everybody's ire up down here. Got boss man's ire up and... My ire and everybody.
Just because you worked on that air conditioner 10 years ago doesn't mean you can't come fix it again, does it?
You know, sure. And unlike a lot of Hiram's victims, Richard said, come on down.
That's right. He's ready.
Come on down here, boy.
Way to go, Dad. You didn't let me down.
And the madder he got, like the higher his voice got, come on.
I don't know what's going on there, but boy, oh boy, if that guy would have come down, he'd have been in trouble.
Well,
Dad, you know what? You're on the Stephen D. Radio Show.
Well, I don't know anything about that. You know,
I know. That's why we got you good.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
A 19-year-old woman is claiming that she can't get a job or a pizza delivered or anything else because, God bless her, her name, and it really is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And she says she's been in, quote, hell.
She says it's been awful for her.
And she's 19. She was named Taylor Swift before anybody knew who Taylor Swift was.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a famous Taylor Swift when she was named Taylor Swift.
Exactly. And there are a couple of people around the country saddled with that name. Can you imagine? I mean, as popular as she is right now.
Imagine you call up Domino's and you want a pizza delivered. And they say, what's the name? And you say, Taylor Swift. They'd hang up the phone.
Right. They're not going to take you seriously.
They're being pranked, you know.
Exactly. This individual right here says it's hell. Well, here's what they have to say about being named Taylor Swift.
Then there's that moment when they're like, wait, your name's actually Taylor Swift? And it happens all the time, numerous times a day. Even at Starbucks, and they ask your name, and it's like, Taylor. And it's like, oh, wouldn't that be funny if your last name was Swift? Here's my debit card. Surprise. I have a folder that currently has 539 emails in it. It's a great confidence booster. It's like endless amounts of you're beautiful, you're so talented, you're a great role model. Dear Taylor Swift, I just wanted to say that you are an inspiration to many young girls. Dear Taylor, I'm your biggest fan ever. You are a great singer and beautiful. I got one that was, they asked me if I wanted to be part of a yacht club. That was kind of cool. There's bunches of them. I sing your songs all the time. Your songs cheer me up, and this is why I admire you. Who wouldn't love that? I mean, it's just so sweet.
And so are you. So it would be, life would be rough if your name was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You'd have to show your driver's license, I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And who would buy it when you say, I'm Taylor Swift?
Yeah, nobody.
This is the Steve in D.C. Show.
So, This Facebook show prep poll we put up, Facebag, what would you prefer to see go in the McFarland Mall location as they're talking about redeveloping it? And it looks like the city's going to approve that. And our friend, developer Stan Pate's going to be the driving force there. Bucky's overwhelmingly was the number one answer. Over 100 of y'all responded. Bucky's about 80%. Martha Williams says a Golden Corral. Oh, I could be down with that.
Okay, yeah.
I love me some...
Another one.
from GC. She also says an old time pottery. I'm not familiar with that.
Old time pottery.
A restaurant that got a lot of mentions for the McFarland Mall property from Susan West. She's one of them. Is the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I would love that. I would love a Cheesecake Factory there. That's a great place.
Well, how am I going to get out there?
Uber.
Yeah.
You're going to love this too, DC. Listener Josh Holder said, I tell you what I'd like to see in the McFarland Mall location, Steve at DC, a Bambino Pizza and a Solomon's.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right.
Remember Solomon's on the Strip?
Best sandwiches ever. I loved Solomon's.
Here's a sweet answer from listener Adam Turncut. He says, I'd be down with the Stephen D.C. broadcast compound.
Hey.
Well, who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Pate, what about a Stephen D.C. morning show studio at the new property? Huh? Listener Ginger Thomas says, if Pate's doing it, it's going to be good.
Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate that very
Listener
much.
Laura says, I want to see a lot of Trader Joe's people make a macaroni grill. Wine World.
Wine World. I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it. I'm assuming it's a lot of wine.
Listener Thomas has an interesting idea. He says, bulldoze everything standing there now, clean it up, and put the entire thing, or fill the entire thing with a storage locker business.
No, please, no.
Are you trying to scare me about something there, fella?
That's scary because it's not very exciting, is it?
No, it's not. And we don't need a storage locker business over there.
Listener Rodney Windham in Tuscaloosa says, how about a hospital?
A hospital?
Okay. And we end with this. Listener Craig... And that would be Craig Mankey says, Stephen D.C., how about more liquor stores, payday lenders, and pawn shops? We don't have enough of those.
Nope. Yeah.
So thank y'all. And by the way, we have forwarded all of your suggestions to developer Stan Pate. So
that's a good idea.
These will be on his radar, and we'll be talking to him soon on the Stephen D.C. show.
Have some more chicken.
Well, I don't mind if I do.
I don't think we need another chicken finger place, though, in the actual,
you know,
facility. Okay. You know, I think we got a few of those.
All right. You never have too many.
This is the Stephen D.C. show.
I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but President Joe Biden had another faux pas
episode
yesterday. Another episode. The fact that they're parading this guy out there, and I don't care what your politics are, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I don't know how anybody can watch and listen to this man and think it'd be a good idea to put him in for four more years.
You can't even say bless his heart anymore. You really can't.
You can't put two words together. So he's speaking yesterday, and of course every word's coming off the teleprompter. You know, he went to Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's his hometown. Yeah. Wouldn't you expect that to be the biggest crowd ever in his hometown?
You'd think. I mean, that's home.
He had like 20 people there to hear him.
To hear
Joe Biden. And they had spread the chairs out to make it look, and the cameras, believe it or not, I was surprised, pulled back so you could see how few people there were there.
Wow.
But he's reading the teleprompter. For word. He doesn't know what he's saying. And on the teleprompter, we're about to play it for you. On the teleprompter, it says in parentheses, pause. Well, he reads the word pause.
No, he doesn't. Nobody would do that.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Four more years. Pause.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Don't you know his people are backstage just shaking their heads?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Read it right off the prompter. Four more years, pause. Oh.
Joe Biden's still back in third grade. He can't even find his way off the stage.
No.
A blue suit, a matching tie, and a plan that's gonna fail.
Pause.
But he's trying his best to throw Trump in jail. Yesterday, he played a round of golf.
And had an ice cream.
Got on his bike and his ass fell.
Pause.
Today on the news, he was a laughing joke.
Yeah.
Then Trump came on
And then he spoke, do you miss me? Do you want me back again?
Maybe so.
And if you do, well then don't be afraid to vote for me, my friend. You know you want to. I think it's time Joe goes check yes or no.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Bless his heart.
First things first. We think it's a great way to start the day. It's our morning prayer and inspirational song. And we say good morning to our friend John Wiggins at Skyland Baptist. How are you, John?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Well. John told me just before we went on the air this morning that he heard Alan Jackson sing Mercury Blues a minute ago. And it reminded you of your brother?
Yeah, his 16th birthday. He was thinking he was going to get a nice, awesome Ford Mustang, and ended up being a blue Mercury Sable. So,
Was he cruising it up and down the...
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I have a feeling that might be one of your brother's least favorite songs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He probably prefers Mustang Sally to that. I don't know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us as always, and if you would be kind, sir, lead us in prayer.
Sure thing. Well, we just thank you so much for allowing us to take a moment this morning to just recognize who you are and what you've done for us, Lord. We thank you so much that you are a good and gracious God who loves us and cares for us, so much so that you sent Jesus to die on the cross and be buried and rise again so that hope and life could be had through trusting and repenting of our sins. Lord, I pray, Father, that Lord, you would touch people today. There's no doubt people in our city, in our country that are hurting and in difficult times in their lives. Lord, I pray, Father, that your hand be upon them, that you administer them, encourage their hearts today. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done for us in Christ, that we thank you that there's hope beyond our circumstances. And so, Lord, I just pray, Father, for those that are walking through difficult times, that God, you'd be near to them. Lord, we thank you for this radio station. I pray you just bless Steve in D.C. And Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to just be able to pray and take this moment to give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. And I know Pastor Scott would love to, John would love to see you guys this Sunday at Skyland Baptist Church. By the way, I'm curious after the car story, John, what was your first car?
I went Honda Accord, I believe, was mine.
Oh, yeah, you did pretty good.
Because the Bible...
I dominated him on that.
Really? Well, and then there's that verse in the Bible about all in one accord.
That's right. So, yeah, absolutely.
We all fit in the Honda Accord.
I love it when everything comes together.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. John Wiggins, everybody. Skyland Baptist Church. He's one of the good ones. All right. It is time now for the 95.3 Bear Inspirational Song brought to you by you know who, the family and the friends at Taco Casa under the biggest cactus in town. Taco Casa. Thank God we got him in Tuscaloosa.
You know, we all have a story to tell. Our lives are a story. And that story, I believe, is better if God is in your story. Inspirational song of the day on 95.3 The Bear.
There's torn up pages in this book. Words that tell me I'm no good. Chapters that define. For so long, but the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. Told my heart that hope is never gone. In this
is the Steve and DC Show.
One in three people, when asked, this blows me away. One in three people, when asked, say they would not marry their spouse again today.
Mm.
One in three. And they're currently married. And you,
whoa.
I say, you know what I say to that? Dang, brother, I don't believe I'd have told that.
Yeah, you might not want to admit that out loud.
I bet she wasn't in the room when...
Yeah, well, of course not. That's what I always wonder about these surveys. Like, I want to know who was around when they answered.
Yeah.
Also, the NFL draft is tonight.
With Nick Saban joining the College Game Day crew. He'll be on TV analyzing the draft. I'm tuning in just to see that.
The Chicago Bears hold the first pick in the draft, and they think they're probably going to take the quarterback from USC. But then after that, several Alabama players could go in the first round.
First round. All right. Once again, from the things that you aren't going to believe, things people have named their children within the past year. Documented by the, who does that? The census? Somebody, I don't know.
Now, I have a story about this now.
These are little girls' names, too. And they're saddled with these names for life. You got to wonder what their parents were thinking. Were they drinking? Were they smoking crack?
It really is shocking because we have a story. Steve and DC Show, if you go to 95.3thebear.com, and we have it about... These are actual people that named their children in Alabama these crazy names.
Unbelievable.
So.
Okay, let's start with this one. Ponderosa.
That's a true story.
Yeah, Ponderosa and her sister's Omarosa. So you got Omarosa and Ponderosa. Yeah.
Why would you do that to a child?
And but I'd rather be Ponderosa than the next one. These okay. are, you check these with
these
the,
are real,
the Bureau
folks.
Of whatever, what people name their babies.
These are absolutely real.
These are all little girls. Kitchenette.
No.
Yep.
Kitchenette?
Yep. And her sister, Annette.
Come on.
The next one may be my favorite. Somebody has named their daughter Activia.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Activia.
Activia.
You know what that is, right?
That's that stuff, that medicine, right?
Yep. Activia.
Yeah.
I guarantee you at some point we'll have an Ozempic.
I'm sure we will.
Ozempic. Okay, here's one. It's a great name for a baby girl. And this little girl is from Detroit, Michigan. Actually, we know where this little girl is from. Her name is Tilapia.
Oh, bless her. Tilapia.
And her sister is calamari. And finally, this had to happen. This is so topical and timely. I guess people heard stories and thought, oh, let's name our baby girl this, honey. Cicadia.
Mm.
And she lives in Arkansas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Cicadia. Mm.
Yeah.
These kids don't stand a chance.
No, and these now, some bonuses. These are from Alabama, okay?
Oh, even better.
Arson. Someone named their child Arson.
Like a firebug.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Banana. Someone named their child Banana.
Well, you know, your wife, your ex-wife, Anna, on occasion I would hear people call her Anna Banana.
Yeah.
So maybe her first name was Anna, little Banana.
I mean, I guess it's possible. I have middle names on this.
Yeah.
But, and these, by the way, came from a worker with the county birth certificate where they see
there you go. Yeah.
The actual
where
birth certificate.
Where they have the records.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't believed it. I would not have believed this one if I had not seen it with my own eyes. COVID.
You know, I'm not surprised.
No.
I mean, I'm not.
No. Balls.
Hello? I hope that was a boy.
Balls, B-A-L-L-S.
He will never survive seventh grade.
And lastly, a real name, and nobody loves this food more than Steve and I, but I wouldn't do the name, Barbecue.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
You made the last one up.
I did not make any of these up.
Well, with the Barbie movie, that was probably, but the Q, Barbie Q, that's like Susie, her sister Susie Q, Barbie now, Q.
And this is coming from the worker that works at, with birth certificates.
They're confirming it.
They said, these parents are on drugs. That was their quote.
I love it.
These parents are on drugs.
It's actually amazing. All of these children live in Walker County. But and look, I don't want us to be hypocrites.
No,
because
we wouldn't be.
Our real names are not Steve and DC.
No.
We were both born interesting first names.
Yeah.
Fat and sassy.
Steve and DC. I'm telling you what, Northport let it be known that they didn't want anybody screwing with the Northport Civic Center.
Right.
As that effort was out there, it was squashed. Now they've done some upgrades, and you're going to be happy to know that the dances are back at the Northport Civic Center.
All right.
And we got a gentleman that knows all about it and has been kind enough to come in to help us promote it this morning, and that is Mr. Bob Sullivan. How you doing, Bob?
I am doing
Pull
great.
That mic up real close because we want to hear every word.
Nobody Thank likes you, to dance more than Steve and DC. I mean, you've got a couple of dancing fools here.
Yeah, fools is right, but I don't know about the dancing.
So, Bob, tell us about these dances. When and what do we expect?
We are going to be back at the community center thanks to a very determined group of line dancers that we have. They are, I don't know how you can get worse than a guinea wasp, but when they get something on their mind, they do not quit.
Wow.
Until they get it. So they have been to every council meeting. They have aggravated, pestered. They got it back. They call themselves Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance, Dance, Dance.
And so we're going back.
I think they should be the Hog Wild Dancers.
I hear you. So we're going back starting May the 2nd. That will be the first Thursday night in May.
Okay.
I am in both bands. I play Thursday night and
what?
Friday night.
What do you play?
I play lead guitar and sing. I front the band.
Oh, nice.
And we've got...
And did you say we're line dancing?
Oh, yeah. We got some line dancing going on.
Okay.
We do waltzes. But anyway, we got Bob Sullivan and Country Gold.
Okay.
On Thursday
oh, I love
night.
It. That is guaranteed with a name like Country Gold, you're going to have some great music.
Yes.
Yep. We do a lot of older stuff. And then Friday night, we got the Over the Hill Gang. And I turned 60, so I finally got old enough to join the Over the Hill Gang.
Yes.
And,
yes.
So it's a little more country on Friday nights. We play 6:30 to 9:15. A little more country, a little more rockified on Thursday nights.
Now, what night is hip hop night?
You can hip hop just anytime.
You can hippity hop anytime you want to.
So, first of all, is there an admission price?
Yeah, it's we have finger foods and cokes, and the band is $7 to get in.
Well, by these days' standards,
that's pretty good.
You can't
yeah.
buy a Coke and popcorn at the movie theater for that.
Heck no.
I started playing there at the community center in around 93, and it was $2 to get in. Then
wow.
So we went from $2 to $7.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not bad at all. $7.
And we have a really talented bunch of musicians that plays.
I love knowing that you do this and that we can go over there on Thursday and Friday night, feel safe, wholesome, all American, enjoy some good country music, especially some country gold. And I love the fact that this is back and was part of that, I guess, emotion and fight to save the Northport Civic Center.
Yeah, they even had T-shirts printed up. Save the park, save the community center.
Community center, yeah. And,
hey, Bob, I want to be in the foxhole with that group.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I knew that when I got them started, they'd be like a bulldog. They wouldn't turn loose.
They would not let go.
Well,
yep, and now the community center is back. And
I will say they have fixed that place up nice. It
looks good.
It looks real good. We went by for the ribbon cutting, and Mayor Hinton cut the ribbon with a big pair of scissors, and it looks good. And they are almost putting it. They said they were going to put it back like it was.
Okay.
Now, We lost our longtime sponsor, Para. We're not sponsored by Para anymore.
Okay.
They fell out on opposite sides of the bed, and I can't get them back in the bed together.
So are you looking together for a sponsor?
Actually, the Dance, Dance, Dance is sponsoring the dance, okay, and putting the chairs. They're going to have to work. They're going to put chairs out. They're going to do stuff. I own a business, Sullivan's Painting, a shameless plug for that.
That's quite all right.
And I'm sponsoring the bands. I'm making sure everybody gets paid, and I'm handling the money part of it.
Well, it's a good sponsorship opportunity for somebody, because they're going to be, I would imagine, a loyal crowd. Now, is this going to happen every week?
Every week.
All right. Now tell anybody who doesn't know, and there may be somebody, where the Northport Community Center is located, if you would, please.
It's
in Northport.
If you're in Northport, coming down McFarland, you take a right on Highway 69, like you're headed to Malville. Right before you go over the bridge, there's an old house that sits out there on the right, and then there's a, used to be a green building, but they put vinyl siding. It's a white building.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Usually a big flag flies. I think they're working on the flagpole is what I heard.
All right.
So there'll be a, when they get the flagpole back, it'll be a big flag out there.
And of course, most people probably already know where it is.
Yeah, you just don't go over the bridge, you went too far.
You went too far. 2001 Park Street, the official address. If you want to put it in your phone, Northport, Alabama, 35476. Now, if you don't dance, if by chance you don't dance, are you welcome to just come sit and watch?
We have a crowd. We've got some, believe this or not, 85-year-olds that still dance.
Oh, Don Hartley goes. I didn't know our newsman, Don Hartley.
I'm not surprised.
But, yeah, there's a lot that, that just sit and listen.
Just come out.
This today's country is fine, but we do like 70s, 80s.
A lot of what we feature from time to time here on the show. You play some George Jones or Merle Haggard
good stuff? As they said in the movie, we do both kinds, country and Western.
And Western.
That's a man after my heart there.
I didn't know, but I could have brought my guitar and crooned a little something.
Well, we could have been crooning.
That's why we're going to invite you back, because we have people come in and play and sing on the show. Seriously, come back sometime. We'll talk about it again, but bring your guitar. Exactly. What is your most requested song? One of the ones you always feel like you ought to do.
Well, there's two, I would say.
Any Man of Mine and...
No. I have a girl crush. We get a lot of requests for Billy Crash Craddock.
Rub it in.
They have a line dance that they've worked out for that song.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we do an old... I believe it was Jimmy Reed did Stagger Lee.
That's right. Oh, that's you can't sit still when that comes up. Listen to this.
Put some lotion in your hand.
Come on. I sing this every time I go to Panama City.
Make me feel nice and kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in.
Rub it in. Join in if you feel like it, Bob.
Getting to the good part.
I feel the tangle.
Rub it in, rub it in.
Billy Crash Craddock, listen to this.
It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we leave that part out.
Listen to this.
Put a little bit right here.
Uh-huh.
We missing out on
them
people. They ain't got nobody to read that.
Come on.
And find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear.
Y'all should come down.
We're gonna come down. It's gonna be a blast.
And rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in.
At the Northport Community Center.
Bob Sullivan, Thursday and Friday nights with the band. Dance, dance, dance.
I love it.
Listen to where he's going to rub it. I love this.
Put a little on my nose.
Little on my nose.
Put a little on my toe.
Toe.
From head to toe.
Put it on my back and my
sacroiliac.
And a dab on my chinny chin chin. Rub it in, rub it in.
The great Billy Crash Craddock.
Well, you've won us over. I'll tell you that, Bob. You're a great ambassador for the Northport Community Center. We will ask before you leave us this morning tell us your connection to this man right here who's officially a friend of the Stephen D.C. Show.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. Joe Shirley.
That's
good
right.
Morning. I married his mother 29 years ago.
Wow.
And how's it working out?
I think we're going to make it.
You think so?
They say the first 29 years is the roughest.
You know, yeah. Of course, we had a lot of people said give it 6 months. And, you know, we kind of thumb our nose at them now.
Well, truth be told, Joe Shirley's one of the ones that said that.
Probably.
It's just good kids that make it happen.
That's exactly
That's right. That's right. And, of course, let's do a plug for what you got going on, too, please, sir.
Yeah, Lush Med Spa. We used to do a segment with you guys. We got to get back over here.
We took
a little break because we were broke, but we can come back now. But we'll be back.
Wait, hold on. Y'all were paying for that?
Well, not much. It was a really good deal.
Well, we'd love to have you back. Yes. Lush Med Spa.
Yeah, Lush is a great place.
And do you ever get old Bob over there?
He's got a procedure coming up to get rid of that double chin he's got.
Oh,
is that right?
Wow.
It's coming up in the next week or so.
Let me know how that works out.
I got one more thing to plug, sir. And I'm excited about this. Now, I play a lot of music, and so I also play in a Southern gospel group.
I love Southern gospel
from
music.
From Mississippi, and they're from DeKalb in Philadelphia. They're called Second Mile.
Uh-huh.
And we're leaving tonight after the dance, going to Nashville and record a song.
Really? Are you really?
That we wrote.
What's the name of the song?
I didn't write it, so okay, see? Anchored in Jesus. And we're going, here's the exciting part. May the 29th, we're going to perform that on the Grand Ole Opry.
No,
oh,
you know,
my
so
goodness.
Even
That's why you're getting that chin done before you hit the Opry.
Even though, I got to get me a little one of them suits with the hanky in it that matches you tie. I got to spruce up for
you
that.
You better clean up for that.
So I'm excited that's never even been on my bucket list because I didn't feel like it could ever possibly happen.
Yeah, that's big.
But there's been a lot of doors open, so I'm looking forward to that. So
that's awesome.
And we're actually doing we're actually singing Saturday night in Moundville at Moundville Baptist Church.
Gotcha.
They're having a benefit for the Moundville Volunteer Fire.
Oh,
Department.
That's great. Yeah.
So and they're calling it this the Jesus Jam. It's sponsored by Don Wallace.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So we're going to leave out tonight, record tomorrow, and be back Saturday to do the Jesus Jam. And then we'll probably lay out of church Sunday.
You'll be tired. You'll need to recharge.
Right. You have a late night.
I love that. Well, you're
Jesus Jam.
A good man, and promise us you'll come back with a guitar.
I will bring it.
All right.
That'd be fun.
It's Bob Sullivan. We're talking about, of course, everything going on at the Northport Community Center. And, of course, our friend Joe Shirley, Lush Med Spa.
Yes.
Thank you guys for the support. A lot of people fought hard to be back there, and thank you for letting us come in this morning and talk about it.
Of course. Of course.
Hey, he's a piece of work.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
You can't help but fall in love with him.
And I can't wait to hear him on the guitar in
That's
here.
Right. Thursday, Friday nights, Northport Community Center, everybody.
That Carlene Carter, she was related to Johnny Cash somehow.
Part of the Johnny and June Carter Cash clan.
Is she one of the daughters?
I can't tell you, but I believe she is.
No,
I just told you, but I'm not sure. So hit Google on that. I tell you who is sure. He's sure about all the hot trending stuff in sports, and that is our friend Wyatt, better known as Wyatt Theodore Fulton, WTF. We call him. And it's time for WTF Sports Headlines. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
We're doing well. Of course, you can hear Wyatt on our sister station, Sports Radio, Tide 100.9 at 11 o'clock every morning.
I'm getting ready for the NFNL draft tonight.
I got to tell you, I'm doubly excited about it because Nick Saban is going to be debuting as part of the broadcast crew, which will be interesting to watch.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch. I'm excited to listen to Coach Saban. He's, got so much football knowledge and so much just Oh, he'll experience, stuff, and it'll be so much fun
he'll
to
be
get to listen to him.
Saying stuff all night.
You think he will try not to show any partiality to Bama players, or he'll just let it out?
I don't think he can help it, almost, because he's been 3.5 months ago, these guys were calling him coach, and now, I mean, he was going through basically war with them and what a football season is like, and now he's got to turn around and talk to them about the NFL draft? Of course he's going to show a little bit of bias to his guys.
I don't think they're going to include him on stuff outside of SEC. Like, I think they're going to be hitting him with a lot of SEC players he's played against, you know. Well, not played against, but but it'd be fun to see him out there.
So, Wyatt, what are we anticipating tonight, Bama-wise?
Bama-wise, we're anticipating at least 3, potentially 4 first-round draft picks with J.C. Latham, Terrion Arnold, Dallas Turner, and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Latham is probably going to go to the Chargers at 5.
I would think so.
Dallas Turner's going to be an Atlanta Falcon at 8, I believe. Terrion Arnold might be a Philadelphia Eagle. And Kool-Aid McKinstry could be a Green Bay Packer.
Of course, Wyatt wearing, as always, his Packers hoodie. DC, a Dallas Cowboys man. What are y'all looking at tonight, DC?
Well, I know we'd love to have Latham, but I don't think he'll last long enough to make it to us because the Cowboys pick at 24. So I don't know. I know we want an offensive lineman, but we also need some secondary help. So I could see him. I can see him getting Terry and Arnold if he's still there, if he's available at 24.
D.C. for the Dallas Cowboys, everybody. That's what D.C. stands for, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. What else is trending hot this morning, Wyatt?
The biggest other topic for Alabama is projected starting center James Brockermeyer entered the transfer portal yesterday with a no-contact tag, which means that teams are not allowed to talk to him now that he's in the portal. He knows exactly where he's going, and he's going to go right there. He's not talking to anybody.
Surprise?
It was a little bit because he was running with the first team all during spring. He was getting first team reps, and he was the first center out there on A-Day. But there's a Washington transfer, Parker Brailsford,
who
has been away from the team, but they're expecting him to come back, and he should be your starting center next
season.
And
he's a good one, right?
He was the best center in college football last season.
So other fellas saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, I'm going to the portal.
I think so. I think he said, you know what? I'm going to go to the portal. He's from Texas, so I imagine he'll go back to one of those schools over there. And just decided, you know what? He stuck it out with Coach DeBoer, and I respect him for it.
Yeah.
Probably a smart decision.
I think Parker is going to be our starting center.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I'm hoping
major strength then at that position.
And then right beside him, I'm hoping it's Wilkin Fornby starting at guard.
It's looking that way, isn't it, Wyatt?
It'll be Fornby starting at that right tackle spot, just on the far side of the offensive line there. But, yeah, I think Wilkins your starter on the right tackle, and then we get Caden Proctor back from Iowa on the left side. So, should be a very strong offensive line this year.
Proctor with Fornby on the edges could be real good.
Can you, Wyatt, Theodore, Fulton, guarantee no more low snaps?
I can't guarantee no more low snaps, but I think we should feel much better about it.
Yeah.
After you know, I've been to a couple of the practices, and I think Parker Brailsford is probably going to be the best center we've had since 2015, or maybe Landon Dickerson back in 2018.
Oh, I love Landon. Now, are they still blasting music at the practices like they were originally?
They were. I will say the music was further away this time, so you could actually hear what was being said.
It was
way too loud when it was right there next to everybody. Yeah. So
I got you.
No more low snaps, I feel, with Parker.
You guarantee DC?
I think we can guarantee it because he didn't have any in Washington.
Look, we're going to start a political campaign for him. Parker 2024, no low snaps.
I like that, man. Yeah. I'd vote for that. Anything else hot you want to mention this morning? Does that cover it?
That covers it. I've got a draft analyst coming on my show from 11 to noon, so just if you want, come over and listen to that.
Today's the day for it. And then ABC, I guess, and ESPN with the broadcast tonight covering Nick Saban, I believe, is going to be on ABC, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the ESPN will have it, ABC, NFL Network will have it. It'll be covered on multiple networks.
And there he is, WTF Sports Headlines every morning on the show, just so y'all stay caught up. And that is Wyatt Theodore Fulton on our sister station, Tide 100.9.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Boy, we've got a lot of interesting stories to throw at you.
Yeah.
Right now, some trending stories. Some what do we usually call it? Stories that make you say
what?
What? This one is a bit creepy. The National Sleep Foundation says it's normal to wake up and see a demon in your bedroom.
It's normal?
Yeah. This is coming. Now, don't know, not your wife.
She is not a demon. Well, she has her moments.
We can't officially put it on the spouse.
Maybe it's your ex-wife or ex-husband.
This has blown up social media, this controversial deal about seeing things in your sleep or when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Social media is going crazy over this National Sleep Foundation study. Mm-hmm. They published a new scientific article about sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that a lot of people do claim they have.
Right.
And scientists say that hallucinations are now normal, even if it happens to be the devil that you're seeing when you wake up.
Have you ever awakened to the devil?
I have never. I've definitely had some weird things happen while sleeping. I've felt that sleep paralysis before. Mm-hmm. I even had a weird thing happen with my ceiling fan once, where my ceiling fan was completely... This was crazy. This was during a Halloween show year. We were doing the Halloween show.
A lot of weird stuff would happen when we did those.
I woke up. My ceiling fan was spinning like I always, you know, had it spin. And it just completely stopped. Like some, I felt a presence in the room. I was definitely creeped out.
So it wasn't like a wiring problem, electrical problem, because you know you try to explain stuff away. It wasn't that.
No, and I was nowhere near the switch or right. the string,
and it just stopped.
And it just completely stopped.
Right.
So I started praying at that moment.
Did it start up again?
And it did, and then I felt everything kind of ease and go away. But every time we would do those Halloween shows, weird stuff would start happening.
So the sleep study that you're reporting says that a lot of people see demons when they sleep.
And that's normal to wake up and find a demon in your bedroom. I disagree.
Remember the famous story when Billy Graham woke up and saw a demon at the foot of his bed, and Billy Graham said, "Oh, it's just you again."
Well,
over and went back to sleep.
Yes, I remember that story very well. He told it years ago on Larry King that Larry King asked him, "Have you ever been attacked by the devil?" And he kind of chuckled and said, "Yes, you know, many times." He said, "I was young. I was just starting out. I was in a different country for the first time ever." And he said a very ugly looking creature was standing at the end of his bed. That was about 8 or 9 feet tall and really looked hideous. And he said he just had to say, "Oh, it's just you," and go back to sleep.
Billy Graham's probably one of the few people that could stay calm enough to do that, don't you think?
Right. You've got an ugly, hideous creature looking at you.
Oh, it's just you.
It's just you, devil.
Yeah, devil. And then you roll over and go back to bed.
Right. And then that kind of takes the power away from the creature. The creature's like, "Oh, well, it didn't work."
Well, I feel kind of left out because I've never seen a demon in my sleep, but...
Never had that happen, huh?
Always tonight.
It's just fun.
Awesome about people's lives. Yeah, what's it back and
coming now? The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Over 100 responses to our show prep poll on Facebag. We asked the question, what would you prefer to see go in the McFarland Mall old location now that it looks like there's going to be progress there with our friend developer Stan Pate in the city of Tuscaloosa? I thought listener Denise had an interesting response. She said, "Stephen D.C., too bad they can't put a park. Leave it green with lots of trees. Oh, wait, that don't bring in money." Well, it's all about the dollar, and rightly so.
I think that's an unfortunate view.
But I'll fight for Denise's right to have it. I'll fight you for that.
No, I'm kidding.
On behalf of Denise.
Is it all about the money? I mean, is that what it's all about?
That particular spot, the hottest piece of real estate in the town, yeah, it's about the money. And rightly so. I'm a capitalist. Well, I am a capitalist.
You
plant,
are.
Plant the green trees around all the businesses that will come.
That's
in.
Where you and I differ. I'm a communist, and you're more of a capitalist.
I suspected it for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I will tell you this, out of over 100 responses to our poll, our show prep poll, and this is, of course, not scientific, the number one answer, about 75% of the people responding.
Okay, it's our family's first time at Busey's.
Yep. Busey's, folks.
Everybody wants a Busey's.
Has right you, there.
I mean, somebody right now is thinking, those idiots don't know it's Bucky's.
Oh, no. You guys have been saying it wrong.
We prefer it's Busey's.
Okay, it's our family's first time at Busey's.
Obvious she's from up north, north of Huntsville.
That's really what it's called, Busey's.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see a K in there?
No. So that's what to the majority of the people responding to the poll would like to see there. Whether that's possible or not, who knows? But we have forwarded all of these answers, over 100, to our friend developer Stan Page. So,
yeah.
Never say never. Right?
Well, that's what I try to do. I try to keep a positive outlook on things, Steve, and never say never, unless, of course, it's never.
It's just fun.
Awesome. About people's lives.
What's it back and coming out?
The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Straight up 10 o'clock, 95.3 The Bear. We're handing it off to John Garrett. You're in good hands. Johnny's got his all-request hour from noon to 1, so listen for that, please.
You are in Johnny's house now.
That's right.
All right, we dedicate this radio program to our first responders, our law enforcement men and women, of course. We don't forget our firefighters and our EMT rescue folks, plus our nurses and doctors.
Honor the U.S. military each and every day. Thanks for all y'all do for us. We love our truck drivers. God bless y'all.
Have a great Thursday. Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Say goodbye.
The Steve and DC Show has left the building.